a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Healthy Mind Matters on KSL News Radio.
Thank you for joining us for Healthy Mind Matters. I'm Maria Chaleos. Today, I have faith leaders with me. We're talking about suicide prevention and the role of faith. With me, Rabbi Samuel Spector with the Congregation Kol Ami, Travis Baer with the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and Pastor Logan Wolf from the Crosspoint Church of Utah. And so let's go on and talk about the future. Where do we go from here? You had this wonderful summit where you all got together. National Day of Prayer. Travis, do you want to tell us about that?
Yes, thank you. And this is one of the takeaways from the summit meeting for our faith leaders. And the takeaway really actually began in the morning with this same concept as the National Weekend of Prayer for Suicide Prevention. We had five different faith leaders give a prayer a thought in the beginning. And it really was a very touching, powerful moment to see different faith leaders come together and share in their faith tradition a prayer and a thought for this effort. And really, prayer is essential to the success of the suicide prevention effort. And so that's why this weekend is established as, I don't know how long it's been going, but several years where they designate this first weekend in September as a National Day of Prayer and for suicide prevention. And so that's one of the takeaways, and that what Lieutenant Governor Cox asked for is that we all participate in that, encourage our congregations and our members to participate in that.
Go ahead, Rabbi.
And so, I mean, ditto to what Travis said, we are going to be praying for people mentally this weekend. But also something that, you know, my tradition teaches is there was a rabbi, Abraham Joshua Heschel, and what he said is, pray as if everything depends on God and act as if everything depends on you. And so we're going to be lifting up our prayers this weekend, absolutely. But some next steps for us also are to do outreach to families and those in our community we know are suffering. I'm planning also a teen retreat this spring on mental health. And I want to bring in a speaker from Intermountain Healthcare and also a gun rights advocate who can team up together to talk about the necessity of locking up firearms, not taking away anybody's guns, but making sure that they are safe and out of reach of somebody who might be a threat to themselves in a vulnerable moment. So that those are some of the main things that we're focusing on. And what I would encourage the listeners to do is, in particular, if you are part of a faith community, go talk to your pastor or bishop or rabbi or imam, whomever, and ask them, what type of training have you done for suicide prevention? Did you go to the Suicide Prevention Faith Leader Summit? And if they haven't, encourage them to go and to get that training and to do more, because this is a problem that plagues our whole country, but in particular, Utah is always ranked among the higher states in suicide casualties. And so hopefully faith leaders, I think every faith leader in this state and really in this country and our world has a duty to their community to get this training and to have these conversations with people and to break down stigma on mental health.
Pastor, what are your plans? Do you have some outreach, or what do you feel the next steps are for us?
Yes, ma'am. Well, I agree with what Travis was saying earlier about the prayer. man, that was one of my favorite moments of the conference, just because it's a reminder that this isn't an issue for any one faith or any one denomination. I mean, this is something that our whole state is hurt by and struggling with. And so I did like the unity in that, and the spirit of, we're in this together. We can, you know, we can cry together. We can learn together. That sort of thing. And so, I really appreciate the Lieutenant Governor inviting us into that time of prayer this coming weekend as well. One of my favorite things about this conference also is the resources they try to either connect you with or put in your hands there, you know, while you're attending. And I know they did some QPR training, question, persuade, refer, suicide prevention training right after the conference. And that is something that we have done as a church a couple times already, and this conference is a good reminder to kind of strike that up again. We have several individuals in our church that are prepared, have gone through that training, and so it's not just we have one quote-unquote suicide prevention expert among us. It's no, this is something all of us are mindful of and thinking about, and I think anyone who attended that conference or heard about that conference, that's a great next step. It's actually to equip more than just staff and leadership, but let the laity get hands-on and prepare them as well.
So, Travis, we're out of time, but is there going to be another conference ahead for 2020?
There will be. And you know, bridging off of that, you know, I think all of our faith traditions teach that faith without works is dead. And so we pray, but we've got work to do as well. And so, like Pastor Wolf mentioned, the QPR training, that was another request from Lieutenant Governor Cox, is that we expand this training and that we add to everyone's efforts to become trained in how to prevent suicide and to reach out and to connect and to help those who are struggling. So there will be another one, and we hope to continue that tradition in strengthening the faith effort in suicide prevention.
All right. Thank you to all of you today.
Thank you.
And let's give the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline 800-273-8255 for anyone who is struggling or knows someone who really could use just someone to talk to. And the Safe UT app is also wonderful for adolescents. And thank you for joining us for Healthy Mind Matters.